Thursday's MLB trade deadline sent nearly 40 players home to pack their bags. Before the trades, the Detroit Tigers and Oakland A's were among the teams expected to be in the mix for the World Series. And after the trades?
They're definitely in the mix. They both picked up terrific pitchers. The Tigers picked up David Price, which means they now have three Cy Young Award winners in their rotation. And the Oakland A's picked up John Lester from the Red Sox. I would suspect we would see both of these teams in the playoffs, yes.
Four of Thursday's big trades included the Boston Red Sox. Over 6 days, the Sox traded away nearly 25% of their 25-man roster, including five pitchers. Did the extent of that purge surprise you?
The extent of the purge on the pitching staff surprised me. You know, they're in last place in a terrible division, and this year is lost. I had a feeling that they were going to blow it up somehow, but decapitating, you know, your pitching rotation was not the way I thought they were going to do it.
The Oakland A's sent Yoenis Cespedes to Boston, but that doesn't mean this weekend's T-shirt giveaway is off. Do you think the team will have trouble finding takers for the 10,000 Cespedes La Potencia T-shirts they just printed?
Well, no, because I think they will certainly find a market, and within 2 weeks, eBay will find a market.
Yeah, it'll
for
be
those.
A collectible, yeah. No question about it. The Chicago Cubs didn't have to wait for deadline day to figure out how to finally win a ball game, Charlie. How did they go about accomplishing that feat on Tuesday night?
Make the catcher a pitcher,
Bill.
That's the only way to do it. John Baker came in and pitched in the 16th inning because the Cubs had run out of pitchers. And, you know, he scored the winning run in the bottom half, so he scored the winning run of a game in which he was the winning pitcher.
Perfect, perfect.
It's the first time a position player has been credited with a win on the mound ever in the history of the Cubs, which is not like the history of the Florida Marlins.
No.
The history of the Cubs is a real history.
You know, this story puts me in the mind of a particular image, which is the bullpen phone rings in the Chicago bullpen, and everybody's huddling in there saying, don't answer it, don't answer it. Maybe they'll put a catcher in and
we won't have to go out there. Given this whole thing, my feeling is that the phone rang in the bullpen and the manager heard, this is the Chicago Cubs bullpen. There's nobody here right now, but please leave a message and we'll try to get back to you as soon as possible.
If it's a life-threatening emergency. The Dallas Cowboys sent their season ticket holders playoff tickets this week, Charlie. Wait a minute. Did I sleep through the NFL regular season?
No.
That would be great.
I hate to disappoint you, Bill, but you have not slept through the NFL regular season. It's a convenience, the Cowboys say, for their ticket holders to have the playoff tickets in one package. If I were I a Cowboy and were I inclined to believe in jinxes, I would be doing something really damaging to the ticket office right now.
Houston Texans running back Arian Foster hasn't been chatty with the media during the offseason, so I assume he was completely forthcoming with all his answers when he talked to the media at training camp on Wednesday?
He's a good teammate, Bill. He's a very good teammate.
Says so.
Very, very good teammate. In fact, there was a 90-second press conference in which that was all he pretty much said, was that he was a good teammate. And then he tweeted out, media is full of propaganda and you're subjected to their agenda. Don't let them think for you. Hashtag stay sucker free. I try to stay sucker free at all times.
That's good. Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice gave thoroughly more thorough responses when he answered questions for the first time since being caught on videotape dragging his now wife out of an elevator. Were his answers in any way satisfying?
Yes, his now wife, then unconscious fiance.
Yes.
Because he had rendered her thus. No, he didn't. As long as his stupid suspension holds up, as long as Roger Goodell insists on embarrassing himself and his league, fine, Ray Rice has apologized. I don't care. He still hasn't paid a price.
A California Superior Court judge cleared the way for the sale of the L.A. Clippers this week. Now, as I understand it, this means that although Donald Sterling can continue to sue anybody he wants to sue, he will not own the team when the season begins. Is that right?
That's near as I can tell, yeah. I mean, he's going to be suing everyone, but his wife will be able to sell the team to Steve Ballmer and life will settle down for the Clippers.
The athletic department at the University of Oregon has decided to add a scratch-and-sniff feature to football tickets.
Why?
Why? I don't ever hold these people up to reason, but I wonder what people are going to smell when they scratch those tickets.
Well, I mean, I don't have an explanation for this. I don't know what you would smell. Probably money, actually.
And finally, Charlie, Stuart Kettle, who has previously walked every street in Coventry, England on stilts and run on a giant hamster wheel, all to raise money for charity, is attempting...
Sports!
No, I was going to ask you to hold off on that because this guy's going to push a Brussels sprout up a mountain in Wales. I don't even know if shouting sports can do justice.
No.
Feet.
He's going to push a Brussels sprout up a mountain in Wales with his nose.
With his nose.
Don't leave out that detail. Is this Monty Python's Ron Obvious of Neep's End jumping the channel and running to Mercury and eating the cathedral or not?
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.